Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Browns and Vikings this weekend from London. The Browns are starting Dylan Gabriel. There are a ton of storylines there. They affect the Steelers. There's a Shedeur Sanders storyline there that we will get into. But right now is about your opportunity out there to win tickets to see popular comedian Joe Coy at PPG Paints Arena. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370, and you do this, and you get yourself a pair of tickets. Here's what you got to do. Dylan Gabriel will be the 41st Cleveland Brown to start a game at quarterback since 1999. That is insane. The Steelers, by the way, have started
19
since 1999. If you can name 10 Browns quarterbacks that have started since 1999, you win the tickets. Easy enough?
Mm-hmm.
10 Browns starting quarterbacks since 1999, and you'll win the tickets. We'll start with Joe in Point Breeze. Joe, can you name 10 Browns quarterbacks since the year 1999?
I think I can.
Let's do it, baby.
Did they have to have played a game?
Yes.
Yep.
Can I say Kenny Pickett?
You cannot.
I cannot. Okay, so Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield would be one. Let me start to think here. Who? Spurgeon Wynn. I don't know why I remember Spurgeon Wynn, but Spurgeon Wynn.
If I may, Joe.
Yes.
You're an absolutely sick freak.
Right. The kid from UCLA that played Pitt in the bowl game, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he stunk, but he played for that.
Yep, you're 3 for 3. This guy's good. Joe, you're good.
Trying to think of what the kid's name was from Notre Dame. Deshaun Kizer, mm-hmm. Short lived.
Yep. 4 for 4.
He's getting it.
Brady Quinn, Notre Dame also.
5 for 5.
Johnny Football had the mural right up there with LeBron. Robert RG3. Deshaun Watson. Right?
Yep.
How many do I need?
You need 2 more.
Colt McCoy.
Look at you.
Nice.
1 more.
Nice. Last one should be easy.
I don't know. I mean, Jacoby Brissett.
There you go.
Yes. All right. 10 for 10. Look, didn't think it would be that easy. Joe, we'll put you on hold. You win the Joe Coy tickets. Good stuff, man.
Thanks.
Nice.
I mean, name Tim Couch.
I know.
Though.
No, Tim Couch. As I said, the last one would be easy.
Tim Couch.
There are some names, man. Jeff Driscoll started a game.
Thaddeus Lewis.
Seneca Wallace.
Brandon Whedon.
Who came in as a 47-year-old rookie.
Jared Campbell.
Jason Campbell.
Sorry.
You did it me.
Yeah. I was closer than you get, though.
You were, because we were able to quickly unpeel that one.
Brian Hoyer.
Jake DeLome.
Jake DeLome.
Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson had a moment there.
Jeff Garcia.
2007. Jeff Garcia did. Here's one that I wouldn't have known.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum did. Nick Mullins. Here's one that I wouldn't have known. Kevin Hogan.
Hmm.
Did he play at Stanford? I want to say he played at Stanford.
He did. He did.
Charlie Fry.
Yes.
Kelly Akron. Holcomb, of course. Doug Peterson played 8 games in the year 2000. Ty Detmer in 1999. God. I think we've pretty much named them all. It's been bad.
We didn't name Flacco.
We did not. That was the guy you were trying to give it to him.
Yep.
At the end, like, brother, like, there's an easy one here. Him or Tim Couch, I think, are the two easiest ones, frankly. Deshaun Watson up there, too, at the top of the list. Last year, they played Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and they started Bailey Zappe.
No. I was going to say Tyler Huntley played a game.
I want to get into the Browns and their decision here and how it affects the Steelers and whether or not they're doing the right thing, and we'll have that discussion. Can we name correctly the Steelers starting quarterbacks since 1999?
I think I could maybe do that. I can get close. Let's go Mike Tomczak.
Hold up.
All right. Thought you were ready.
I just want to make sure I have the list because I did it last night. I want to make sure I didn't screw it up.
Wasn't ready. Okay.
Not prepared. I'm like Dylan Gabriel going to London for my first career NFL start. What are you pointing at?
Shador.
We'll get into him in a second. All right, so we'll do the same time frame, 1999 to present day.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Mike Tomczak.
Yes.
Tommy Maddox.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart.
Correct.
Charlie Batch.
Yes.
Landry Jones.
Nice.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Of course.
Michael Vick.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky. Mason Rudolph. Russell Wilson.
He's missing one.
Justin Fields.
He's going to miss him.
He's the guy that I missed, by the way, last night when I did it in my own
head. Hold on. Where am I at? Do you know how many I have?
I don't know.
I thought you were going for all of them.
I am. I just want to know where I'm at. Like, how many more do I have left?
Handful. I know the one.
Hold on.
You don't know the
yes,
one.
Yes, I do.
You don't know the one.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Was that your one? You big goof?
No.
It's not Bruce Gradkowski.
Oh,
he is too.
Okay.
He's not the one that I'm thinking of.
Hold on.
Your guy's an older guy from back in the day, late 90s.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Can I just say it?
Sure.
Didn't Byron Leftwich start a game for the
Steelers? Of course
Steelers?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
You didn't say him.
No, not yet.
You weren't going to get him.
Yes, I was.
Well
you went well past
well
him.
Played. Kick
no,
save
I wanted,
and a beauty.
I wanted to get the easy ones out of the way.
Kick save and a beauty. Marc-Andre Fleury.
I wanted to get the easy ones out of the way.
So Pat does to beat her in Quiz Gallus, too.
Well, I mean,
I would like to know how many.
You're not
I have
even
left.
Remotely close.
I think you got three left.
I have three left.
I believe you have three left.
Okay. Let's think. Man. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
This is going back to when?
99.
Oh, Duck Hodges.
Bang. Two more. The other one you missed. Even though you know it, and I don't want to say anymore.
Wait, what? The other one I missed?
You got two left, one of which you probably think you said, or I might have missed you saying.
No, I said Ben.
Right.
Okay. Russell Wilson?
You got him. I'm going to give you the final two?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Yeah, of course not.
Ooh.
Look at his competitive juices in there.
Ooh, I'm bringing it up just so I.
Oh, come on! No.
Oh man, yeah, you ain't getting this one.
There's one. There's one that you will get after the fact.
I thought this guy played in like the 80s.
Mm-hmm. He's got that kind of name.
Oh, and you missed another one that was.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to give him to you.
You missed another duck.
Another duck?
Mason Rudolph.
I said that.
Oh.
Did he say Dennis Dixon?
Oh, well played.
Yeah.
I was going to say Omar Jacobs, but I get them mixed up.
Omar Jacobs in preseason ball. If we did preseason, right, this would take all day.
Right. So Dennis Dixon.
Yeah, I said Mason.
There's one left that you didn't.
You're just not going to get him.
Kent Graham.
I wouldn't get that. Got pretty close.
You did very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really, when you think about it with the Steelers, like the late 90s, early 2000s, when they were bouncing around with Cordell and Maddox and Graham, you had that era of instability. You've had the last 5 years of instability. But between that, the only time you were playing another quarterback was when Ben got hurt.
Right.
Which is, I mean, you just think about Cleveland. And you hope the Steelers don't find themselves mired in this. Kind of like the Colts have been too, and the Bears have been their entire history of their franchise, and Buffalo was for a while before Josh Allen. But the fact that it's been 26 years and they've had 41 quarterbacks is just a remarkable feat of ineptitude. And now they're throwing Dylan Gabriel out there. And there are people that are galaxy braining this, and I saw what you said on Twitter, Dorn, and I agree wholeheartedly. Oh, if Shedeur Sanders and Deion had allowed him to get drafted by the Ravens, because the report is that they said, no, we don't want to go to the Ravens, we don't want him to sit behind Lamar. If he had gone there, he'd be starting this weekend for Baltimore. And you said, and I think this is a great take, and the only take, hey, if this jackass beat out Dylan Gabriel, I added the jackass, he'd be starting this week, too.
In this universe. If he was better, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, there's obviously something against Shedeur, and Stefanski doesn't want to play Shedeur. There's no NFL coach that feels like they're probably coaching for their job every single year in Cleveland. Any coach that ever coaches in Cleveland is not going to be like, oh, I just don't want to play that guy. You're going to play the best player to keep your job.
Yep.
And if Shedeur was that much better than Dylan Gabriel, guess what? He would be starting in London this weekend.
That's
and guess
exactly
what?
Right.
Guess what? The reason there's something against, if there is anything against him, is because he prevented him from being drafted by a team.
Exactly.
By saying, I don't want to play there.
Right. Like,
he proved the point. I mean, that's why he did not get drafted where people thought he could get drafted, and his talent said he could get drafted. He's more of a third-round quarterback, if not maybe a second-round quarterback, depending on the draft class, than where he got taken, and it was because his dad was going to meddle. Well, guess what? His dad meddled. The thing that they said was going to happen, it freaking happened, Mel Kiper. And a little bit me, because I wanted the Steelers to sniff around that guy. There's much more with Shedeur, and we'll get to that coming up next. The Steelers?
He's really good.
All right, we'll get into that.
Mm.
Do you watch him?
Do I watch Jackson
Dart? Did you watch Jackson Dart?
Has he been better than Harmon?
Harmon?
I'd rather have a quarterback.
He's better than the quarterbacks in college right now.
Oh, Patty B.
We'll see.
We'll get to that coming up next. That's a good way to do it. Drew Aller, not good against Oregon. You want to know why? Like, I am allergic to ragweed. He is allergic to the big game. Real quick, don't take your headset off. Since 1999, Browns head coaches, just to giggle. Chris Palmer, Butch Davis, Terry Robiskie, Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski, Mike Pettine, Hugh Jackson, Greg Williams, Freddie Kitchens, Kevin Stefanski. Dear sweet baby Callis. The sad state of college quarterbacks and how it affects the Steelers coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can text us. That's one way to get in touch with the show. 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If your wife routinely goes to Vegas and doesn't tell you where she's staying, is she having an affair? 412-928-9370.
What?
Huh? Yeah, I'm not going to get in any detail there.
Did that happen to you?
It did not happen to me.
Happened to somebody that usually walks in around this time that we know very well. Usually walks in and has a chat with us.
Don't guess on the air.
Oh, man. I know exactly where this is going.
Well, it's going...
It's not me, is
only
it?
This far.
No!
Yeah, Jada was texting me during the break, and she said, I'm going to Vegas again. Don't tell Harry where I'm staying. I trust my wife more than I trust anybody in the world. I think that's how you have a good relationship. But if she was going to Vegas for like the fifth time in a two-year span, and she wasn't telling me where she was staying, I think I might ask some questions.
For 5 days, a pop, too.
We're just going to the Meat Spin Hotel.
Jeez.
Is there a Meat Spin Hotel?
Did no, they stop. Meat? Let's move on. Can we talk
steak?
College quarterbacks, please?
Steak? Did you say steak? You got me
I
so
wish
excited.
I would have stayed on the phone call I was on. Walking back into this.
Were you calling somebody's wife about the Vegas?
No, I was having a work call, Callis. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. One of our most popular segments, if not our most popular segment, Quiz Callis coming up before the hour is over. Pat Bostic in the last segment said Steelers might rue the day that they decided to pass up drafting Jackson Dart. That's not exactly what you said, but I'm picking up what you're putting down a little bit. You're telling me that you think Jackson Dart's better than any quarterback going in college right now.
I feel better about him right now, having watched him in preseason and watched him play a game. The benefit of seeing him play in the National Football League is certainly an advantage.
Right.
But I thought he was really good last year in college, as did the gentleman that sits in your seat during the Pomp and Joe show, Joe Starkey. And the running ability, the moxie, obviously won a ton of games at Ole Miss. I think probably got overlooked or some of his detractors probably said, oh, it was Lane Kiffin's offense. And then I saw a dude play for New York this weekend. I mean, tough, physical, can run. I'm not feeling real good about this. When you're sitting here and you're saying Garrett Nussmeier's out for the year, Drew Aller can't win the big game and is playing in a gimmick offense, essentially. Lenore Sellers is wildly inconsistent as a thrower, as a freak athlete, though. Carson Beck has moved up your board significantly.
John Mateer was on that path, and then
Mateer's
he got
on
hurt.
That path, he and he's hurt. And the best quarterback right now might be Francisco Mendoza at Indiana.
What did I call him the other day? Carlos Mencia or something? Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza.
Frankie Muniz?
Fernando Mendoza, I'm sorry. I don't feel real good about this draft class. The best ones have fallen, and the ones you had serious questions about or didn't even know about are now rising to the top. Now, there's a lot of season left. There's a lot of games to be played. I'm not going to sit here and you know, plant a flag and say this is going to be bad. But I'm not feeling great.
I like still, and I'm not the quarterback whisperer that you are, I still like the Clay. What I mean by that is the level of prospect, the arm strength on some of these guys, the mobility, varying degrees of both, the size with all of them, right? What I don't love is that all these guys right now are guys that are not playing up to their talent level. And so if that continues and you draft them, you need to untap that potential. And I like Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator. I think through four games, he's done well this year. I think there were large stretches of the season last year where he did well. He did not develop quarterbacks in Atlanta. Was that a scouting thing? Was that a development thing? Probably a little column A, a little column B. Ryan Tannehill had played a lot of football in the NFL before he got to Tennessee, and they had Corey Davis, and they had A.J. Brown, and they had Derrick Henry, and a good offensive line, and a defense that could rush the passer. There's not one of those guys where I would go, oh, Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, they can get the most out of that guy, at least as we sit right now. I still like Drew Aller. He's a big guy, strong arm. He reminds me of Ben, but he also pees down his leg in every big game. You look at all the playoff games last year, you look at the Oregon game, you know what they all have in common? My man didn't throw for 200 yards.
He hasn't looked good against Villanova.
Yeah, right.
Or FIU. Or Nevada. Let alone Oregon. I mean,
he might be in the wrong system.
That's part of it, but it's not just the system. It's how he's being trained.
Mm-hmm.
He's flatlined. He's not gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andy Colton Nickley's offense, and James Franklin was quoted yesterday as saying it's a pro-style offense. I completely disagree.
Well, that's just factual. It's
there's
inaccurate.
So much gimmick to it, you know, and Wildcat. I mean, you got a first-round, maybe number one overall pick, and you're running the Wildcat? Like, that's typically what you do when you don't have a guy that you trust.
Without Tyler Warren,
I lined up at receiver quite a bit during my day.
They did it last year, too, with Tyler Warren. I mean, they didn't trust Tyler last year.
So it's like,
is that what you're talking about last
year? Well, even Tyler Warren. I mean, I haven't followed him closely. I'm sure he's off to a pretty good start.
He is.
But is he Brock Bowers?
No.
And he didn't play tight end last year. So you did him a huge disservice, and he got drafted lower as a result. Because he didn't play tight end.
It's not in a pro-style offense.
It's not a pro-style offense. So what are you saying? And Aller's falling victim to it, too. I remember talking to Nate Peterman when he played Matt Canada's offense at Pitt. Played for Jim Chaney for his first year. And he goes, the offense is great. We scored a bunch of points. He goes, I didn't learn how to play quarterback in that offense, though.
Yeah.
I was running plays. There's a difference between running plays and trying to scheme guys open and learning how to play the position the way you need to play it at the National Football, in the National Football League. And I don't think Drew Aller's getting that.
There's not one guy, and it's, I don't know if it's a bad thing, but there's not one guy right now that's in college football that is worth trading up for. There's not one guy that's worth trading up for. Like, oh, you're sitting there. And I mean, think about players like it's like that are top 10 players. And if you are picking 20th, you're like, all right, like we need this position. What do we have to do to get this guy?
So here's a question for you.
There's not one quarterback that I would trade up for.
We're this could be a playoff winning Steelers team.
Oh, this is a great bye week conversation.
Great bye week conversation. If you're sitting there at 23, 24, and you may get value at the quarterback position there, I think you have to answer two questions. Sitting here today, I'm projecting out to April. And the rest of the season will answer these questions for us, at least one of them. It won't answer the second one, I don't think. Do you believe in Will Howard? That he can be a viable player in this league? And is Aaron Rodgers coming back? That's one and 1A. The second one is, would it be criminal not to take another left tackle at that point, given where you're at in the offensive line?
Everything's on the table.
With this draft, as we're extrapolating things and asking questions, if this draft class looks the way
it does right now,
every single thing, like you're saying, Dorn, is
everything
on the table.
Everything.
Including not drafting a quarterback to take a tackle or a wide receiver.
Yep.
Or another defensive lineman,
mm-hmm.
or a guard, because Sayamalu.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, you're literally probably in a best available conversation, not a best quarterback available conversation.
And I'm saying best available at the spot that I will be at. Like, I am not trading up.
Well, and so it's interesting that you say that, because on one hand, we've been talking for a while. They got all these draft picks. You can go get your franchise guy. It's just going to cost you, but you can move up and you can get that guy. Well, now that guy might be there, but because he's there, do you want that guy?
That's at quarterback.
Correct.
But if you're going, like Pat's saying, and you know we've said a few times here in the last like month or two, if you're going full scope and saying, okay, like tackle's on the table, every position's on the table, say that you don't love the quarterback that is there at 23, you take a tackle, but you still have all these draft picks, right? You still have a bunch of draft picks. Now you can package that to get in the second round again.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. And then you're getting real quality at all kinds of other positions with multiple second-round picks.
Including quarterback.
And what have we talked about? The whole thing with at least our show, and I think we've been like-minded on this, was take a shot this year while you're improving your roster so that when your young quarterback walks in next year, he's walking into the best possible situation. Well, if that quarterback's not in the draft next year, well, you just advance that conversation another year. And you build up the roster around the next guy even more. But you cannot draft a quarterback for the sake of drafting a quarterback.
No, and I don't think they will. I really truthfully don't think that they are in the mindset of doing that at all.
You know who's not coming out? I feel pretty good about saying that now, Mr. Manning. I mean, jeez. He played well two weeks ago against Crap State.
Yeah, Sam Houston.
Yeah, that's right.
Crap State.
I couldn't think of who it was.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fascinating to watch it play out, because Mr. Rogers has a big stay in all of this.
He's having a blast.
He loves it here.
Listen, if he's healthy at the end of the season, he's coming back. I'm
pretty confident. I'm the first person to say he's more, playing it second year.
More on that next,
because I would sign for that in warm red blood right now.
It's so weird that we do that. I would sign for that in blood.
I said I'd give him the contract for $20 million after the Jets game.
I'm holding a pen in my hand.
I know. And it's
going to be slicing yourself over there.
You're going to slice through the table pretty soon. It's with the way you cross stuff out, there'll be a damn hole in that table in the next week.
More on Rodgers when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text her at 412-928-9370. You keep talking about Pittsburgh drafting a quarterback next year. Why not give Will Howard a chance?
Oh.
Listen. I'm at a point right now, and things change week to week in the college football landscape and in the NFL. I'm at a point right now where if Aaron Rodgers is QB1 and Will Howard's QB2 next year, I'm fine with it. I'll take it. Find out more about Will over the course of this year. Hopefully he stays healthy, actually get him some reps next year in the preseason, see how it goes. I don't have faith that Will Howard's the next Steelers franchise quarterback.
But, we just don't know, though.
But we don't know, and nobody's setting the world on fire in college football right now. They just aren't, except for Mendoza. But guys like him, if he continues to play this way and everyone else struggles, they're going to be gone long before the Steelers pick. I would take Rodgers. And you sign, let's say you sign Rodgers to a $13 million deal right at the end of the season, and he gets hurt next year. Okay.
Yeah.
You took your shot. I think, for me, he needs to stay healthy all this year. He needs to keep up this current level of play. And if he does that, I'd have zero problems bringing him back next year. Zero. And I don't see any reason why he can't keep this up. The injury thing's always a concern. I mean, Joe Burrow, a considerably younger man. So is Lamar Jackson. They're both hurt right now. You've got Brock Purdy, who's hurt right now. There's quarterback injuries all over the place. And this guy's 41, and he's still upright and healthy.
Slinging it.
And he's slanging it.
I feel like if that were the case, and he and they wanted him to come back, and he did stay healthy, I do believe at this point Aaron Rodgers would make it immediate and not like take his time, because I think he has now an even more respect for the organization, Mike Tomlin and everybody, that it's like, all right, we can't like have you dragging your feet until June again, because we need to know if we want to take a quarterback in the draft. We need to know before that, right? You need to know before the draft comes to Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback of the 2026 season. And I think that he would get that done almost immediately.
Idea.
It needs to be done. That needs to be the first question answered this offseason.
Yep.
And not be like it was this year.
Idea. You'll be all for it. So if I'm...
I hate it.
No, you're not. If I'm Art Rooney, or if I'm Dan Rooney, and I'm coming off Ireland and I saw what Rodgers said, I'm working my... You know what off to get a game there next year. And we're going for a week this time.
Yeah, he would love it.
The Steelers should play a game in Ireland every year.
That
should be a home game for them in Ireland.
I'm down.
And you start it off by doing it next year, and Rodgers is like, you say, Aaron, not only are we going to go early, you can go 2 weeks early.
You can skip the game before the Ireland game.
But we need you to sign right now. Okay, it's not realistic, but... I'd sign him right now for next year.
Did you like it stateside?
It was awesome.
9:30 a.m. kickoff.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Absolutely loved the fact that I got up, had some breakfast, had some coffee, had a Guinness after my coffee early, and got to watch football at 9:30, then know that the real football comes on in the batch of games that were on. I mean, you had Bucks, Eagles, you had Ravens, Chiefs. I mean, you started at 9:30, and then you were right at 1, and you just kept going all day.
Would Steeler fans like that? You know, you're a season ticket holder and you got maybe a discount on a ticket to go.
I don't
over there.
Think they'd like it every year. I can't answer it.
There's
for myself.
So many games now, though.
I think if you could do it once every 4 years, it's perfect. Because I brought this up the other day. I don't love the idea of it turning kind of into the Winter Classic, where it's still cool, but it's not what it used to be. And if you did the Ireland thing every year, I think it could lose its shine and its luster.
But majority of families, if you can afford Steelers tickets and season tickets, every family does plan a vacation every single year. If you can afford that, like whether it's going to a beach or whatever, like if that is your vacation every year that you get to go to Ireland to
Good
see
point.
The Steelers play,
it was a home game for them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, Larry Richard, baby.
It was 80% Steelers fans. What was it?
Probably six. It was like 50% Steelers fans, 20% Irish people, and then 30% Vikings fans. And then the Irish all wound up jumping on the Steelers side, it seemed like, because you had Larry and it was the home game. And
I mean, that would be very advanced to the Steelers to like go ahead of the NFL and establish a home away from home. And I mean, they're an international brand as it is, but imagine... I mean,
Ireland would be theirs, totally.
It would be theirs. The whole country would be theirs. You move it around a different...
Go to Aviva Stadium.
I think they definitely do it in 27 when Pitt goes. Why wouldn't you? Make it a whole weekend out of it.
Different venues.
I mean, Pitt,
the NFL's going that way. The London's going to have a team at some point.
Yeah.
You know, we're going there. So for the Steelers to have a presence over there, I mean... And I think if you committed to going every year, you're probably getting a different crowd every year.
Sure.
Honestly, it's not going to be the same people that go next year that went this year. But back to the original point, I would do that simply next year to lure Aaron Rodgers back.
7.8 million people watched that sucker, by the way. The most watched, the second most watched
international game of all time.
Cheddar.
That's money.
Yep.
What would you call the London team? The Crumpets. The London Crumpets.
No, the Pints.
No, they can't have Pints.
You could call them the Biscuits.
Oh, biscuit I mean, I think you're in Ireland, sorry.
The London Biscuits. The London Fish and Chips.
No, the London Bridges.
But those fell down. What about the London Redcoats? I figured it out.
Jeez.
There it is right there.
I figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Monarchs.
Ooh.
Well, they already had that team in the World League.
Oh.
London Monarchs.
I knew that couldn't have popped into my head.
They would be the Royals. The London Royals.
That's pretty good, too.
The Royal Family.
Oh, yeah.
Kings.
The Royal Blue.
The Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Queens. Well,
the Queens, yeah. Mm.
Princes. Princesses. The Dukes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rogers is coming back.
Is there a Duke of London?
There's a Duke of Earl.
That's not London.
Coming up next, we quiz Callis. Oh, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Wildly popular segment forthcoming. It is Quiz Callis. Real quick, texter writes in, how did Larry Richard influence the Irish to cheer for the Steelers? Well, because it was a Steelers home game, and he was getting the crowd pumped up for every third down. They played Renegade. The Steelers were winning the game from wire to wire, so all the neutrals wound up taking the side of the Steelers. All right, give it to him, Doran.
All right, Callis. Let's see if you learned anything.
Oh, man.
We're going to mix in some questions that have been previously asked on Quiz Callis, and we're going to see if you learned anything, and plus a couple newer ones. How about that? You ready?
That's not a theme. That's terrifying.
The theme is making you look bad, potentially.
We'll see if you learned anything.
How many are there?
There's 12.
Okay.
That is the definition of a quiz. It's like, you know, did you study?
It's like a midterm.
Yes, this is a midterm.
Because we started this in February of 2025, so we're like at the halfway point, I
Correct.
Guess.
Correct, yes.
Did you do well in school, Harry?
Yeah. 3.4 GPA, it's not bad.
Five and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 5.5. Are you ready?
Yes.
Where, this is number one, where did Will Howard go to college?
Ohio State.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
You
good
did
job.
Learn a little bit. Look at you.
Nice.
Number two, what conference is Iowa in?
Not the SEC, but see, I remember the SEC because it was the running joke. don't actually remember what conference they're in. Mountain West.
Oh, my God. I was in the Mountain West.
Are you serious?
I don't remember.
Wow.
They're not a Big Ten or a Big 12.
Yes, they are at a Big Ten.
This is a...
They are the definition of Big Ten.
He's learned nothing.
Oh,
he's learned nothing.
Is Iowa that big of a state? I'm sorry. I haven't learned nothing.
Iowa's, number three.
Iowa is like a founding... they've been in the Big Ten forever.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Number three. What conference is Rutgers in?
I don't remember these. The conferences I don't remember.
Why would... This is the original Quiz Callis. This is how it came about.
Big 12.
No!
Great.
God dang it.
If they're in the SEC, I'm going to cry.
They are not in the SEC.
Oh, yeah. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights taking on Georgia this weekend.
Yep.
They are in the Big Ten.
Classic SEC matchup.
They are in the Big Ten. Come on, Callis, man. I had a lot of faith in you.
I don't care about the Big Ten.
It doesn't matter. These are things that people know. These are all questions that people should be able to answer that like sports or like football or watch it. Number four, what position did Vince Wilfork of the New England Patriots play?
I think I originally said running back, but he was a tackle. No, not a tackle. He's a tackle. No, it was the other way around. I said tackle. He's a running back. It was one of those two. I'm wrong all the way.
Which side of the ball does he play on?
Offense.
That is incorrect.
A defensive tackle?
He's a defensive tackle.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You said tackle.
I'm retaining information.
No, you're not. You said tackle, and then I asked you, what side of the ball does he play on? You said offense, so you meant offensive tackle. Actually, you didn't mean running back. He played defensive tackle. Number five. What position did former Pitt Panther, former New England Patriot, and former New York Jet Curtis Martin play?
Running back.
There we go.
Whew. Oh, man.
All right.
Beginning to think you didn't learn anything. Right.
Dodged one there. All right.
Number six. What conference is North Carolina in?
They're not UNC. So that wouldn't be the ACC, right? That's a different team. This North Carolina is a part of the Big 12. No.
Is he making this stuff up?
Why does he add information that's also wrong?
UNC's in the ACC, aren't they?
Yes,
yeah, that's the University of North Carolina.
That's not wrong. Or is that the one you're talking about? Then the ACC.
Here's the question again.
Oh my. There's only one North Carolina.
What conference
and they are
is
UNC.
North Carolina in?
Oh my.
The ACC.
That is correct, but incorrect.
You can't give him that one.
No, that is incorrect. Right.
Why not?
What conference is North Carolina? He goes, well, it's not UNC.
Right.
I didn't know if there was a North Carolina versus a UNC. I didn't know if there was like a North Carolina state.
That is incorrect.
There is a
definitely. You're definitely not getting this one. So I might as well just skip it. What conference is Auburn in?
SEC.
All right, you got that right.
Yeah!
All right. All right. Jeez, man. This is rough. This is rough today. All right. Number eight. What position did Mike Ditka play?
He was a linebacker. No.
Maybe in high school.
That's incorrect. Mike Ditka was a tight end.
Oh. Tight end.
Number nine. Did O'Derrick Turner go to Pitt or West Virginia?
Pitt.
That is correct.
I recognize that.
OD.
That's one that you missed last time. Number 10. Is Larry Fitzgerald from Pittsburgh?
Drett. No.
That is correct.
Let's go.
He is not from Pittsburgh.
The 50-50 ones.
Minnesota.
The 50-50 ones, though, he can hear us reacting a little bit as he hems and haws, so he's able to go the other direction.
Yep. I didn't even think about that. I'll look at you on the video stream now. That's right, Pat. I couldn't even see you.
Yeah.
Number 11. What high school did Michael Keaton go to?
Mount Lebanon. No, wait. Yes. Mount Lebanon.
That is incorrect. Michael Keaton went to Montour.
Shoot, that's right. Because I showed my mom.
Last but not least.
Damn it.
What high school did Dan Marino go to?
Central Catholic.
Oh, there you go.
He all hit right. the over. He got six.
He got six?
How about that?
Harry, which ones did you give one. Him? You didn't give him the...
No. I was fair.
Okay.
I was.
Jeez. Man, that was a rough one.
Texture writes into that was the one yet. Because we hit, you asked him all of these before.
Callis, where'd you get a 3.4 at?
Waynesburg.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beautiful day today.
I love Waynesburg.
Sunny, high is 76. 49 is the low.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.